Ladies and gentlemen, all weekend long, it's a reunion weekend on Detroit's nicest rock. WNIC, WNIC-FM, Dearborn, Detroit.
Detroit Reunion Weekend. WNIC.
Let the word go forth from this time and place to friend and foe alike that the torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans born in this century, tempered by war, disciplined by a hard and bitter peace, proud of our ancient heritage, and unwilling to witness or permit the slow undoing of those human rights to which this nation has always been committed.
Are you there, Phyllis?
I sure am.
Hi, how are you? Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you.
I just wanted you to know what major role you played, I think, in the teenage years back in the 60s for all of us. I mean, you didn't go cruising, you didn't do anything if you didn't have Lee Allen on the horn.
This is Radio Moscow. Premier Khrushchev has sent a message to President Kennedy today. The Soviet Prime Minister reemphasizes the need for urgent measures to prevent a fatal turn of events and to preserve world peace. The Soviet government has ordered the dismantling of weapons in Cuba, as well as their creating and return to the Soviet Union.
Liam, son of a gun, you know what? You just made my New Year great.
Well,
I remember listening to you back in the 60s when I was just a little kid, and I used to remember all those summers listening to you. But anyway, Lee, I just want to say happiest of New Year's to you, man. I really, really am excited talking to you.
Thank you very much, and Happy New Year to you.
To you and your family, and just love you, man.
So let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
It is a song that was written about the Lee Allen fine-toned horn.
That was made in Pakistan by a Pakistan watchmaker. Right.
It has been guarded all of these years. By seven. No, it's not a 45. It's a horn. And it was guarded all of these years by 17 Pinkerton men. It is insured with Lloyd's of London for over $7 million. And people, you know what? Can I tell you?
It's a 45 RPM record, and it's called Lee Allen and the Horn.
Never mind all of that. We'll get to all of that nuts stuff later, but I'll play the record for you, okay?
Okay, listen, my mom and I want to wish you a Happy New Year.
Thank you very much, and I mean that sincerely.
Happy New Year, Lee Allen.
Happy New Year to you. Happy memories. It's 27 in front of 8 o'clock, New Year's Eve, 19.
Appears as though something has happened in the motorcade route. Something, I repeat, has happened in the motorcade route. There's numerous people running up the hill alongside Elm Street, there by the Simmons Freeway. Several police officers are rushing up the hill at this time. Stand by just a moment, please.
The presidential car coming up now. We know it's the presidential car. You can see Mrs. Kennedy's pink suit. There's a Secret Service man, spread eagle, over the top of the car. We understand Governor and Mrs. Connolly are in the car with President and Mrs. Kennedy. We can't see who has been hit, if anybody's been hit, but apparently something is wrong here. Something is terribly wrong. I'm in behind the motorcade, seeing the fellow, and it looks as though they're going to Parkland Hospital.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. Vice President Johnson has left the hospital in Dallas, but we do not know to where he has proceeded. Presumably, he will be taking the oath of office shortly and become the 36th President of the United States.
Like I was saying, hey, it's beautiful to have you back. You know, like you say, for one time only, but, you know, you bring back so many memories.
Hello, everybody. My name is Lee Allen. These have been some of the sounds of the 60s.
Some tragic, some happy. But after all, that's where some of you and I met. Some of you and I are old friends. We met around some radio speaker somewhere, some television tube, some dance at your high school, at your college, down at Cobo Hall, at the old Wall Lake Casino. Somewhere, somehow, most of us who were around in the 60s did have a chance to meet each other then. Some of us don't know each other. We've never met before. WNIC has asked me to come here and take part in this marvelous reunion million-dollar weekend. And so, once again, as fate would have it, I get the chance to meet all kinds of new people. And once again, here I am, meeting you around a radio speaker. You see, I'm not on the radio anymore. I'm in the advertising business now, and tonight will probably be the very last radio program of this kind that I will ever do. But before we get started tonight, I would like to explain to you why. Many people say to me, Lee Allen, how in the world did you ever get started in the radio business? Well, when I was a very young boy, my best friend in the whole world gave me a tape recorder. It was a marvelous thing, and there weren't very many of them then, and I recorded everything. I recorded my voice. I pretended I was a disc jockey. I would pretend that I was a radio actor. I pretended I was the Lone Ranger or the Green Hornet. I recorded everybody's voice. I took it to parties. I took it on vacations. And that's how I got started, playing with a tape recorder. I was very lucky in the radio business when I was on the air because so many people were friends of mine and listened every night. And after all, that's what radio is all about. How many people listen and how big the ratings are. The bigger the ratings, the longer you get to stick around. And that made me a very lucky guy. Today, I'm in the advertising business. I just play with bigger tape recorders now. I do hundreds, thousands of radio commercials every year. Well, anyway, the reason behind this whole thing, that this will be my last program of this kind anyway, is my best friend who gave me that tape recorder many years ago, he was my biggest fan. He listened to every radio program I ever did, every minute that I was ever on the air. He listened. And if you were unfortunate enough to come upon him when I was on the air, he'd give you a half an hour. He would bore you to death. He would talk about how proud he was of this person on the radio. Well, you see, this will be the very first radio program I have ever done in my entire life where my biggest fan is not listening tonight, not in the normal way, anyway. Now, in just a couple of minutes, I'll be back to recreate the Lee Allen Show the way it was in the 1960s and some of the things that we remember, the happy memories of the 60s. But just before, I want to make sure that everybody knows that this last radio program of mine is dedicated to my biggest fan. My biggest fans, really, whom we lost this year. So, Mom and Dad, this one's for you. This last Lee Allen Show is dedicated to Mr. and Mrs. Allen Reichheld, wherever you are. And in 2 minutes, I'll be back on this million-dollar reunion weekend with Lee Allen on the horn here on WNIC.
Hey, Detroit. Have you heard? Have you heard Harper & Company?
Well, I wake up with them in the morning, and I drive to work with them on the way to work, and they just get me going in the morning.
The girl who does the impressions is just wonderful.
Hey, I think they're really funny. They're great in the morning.
All over. People are tuning in. Detroit's freshest way to wake up.
I like Harper very, very much. He's enjoyable. He wakes me up in the morning. He's witty.
I like Hernandez. I like Dr. Ruth and Cal and Al Kaline and all the voices. I laugh a lot. That's why I like it.
You never know what you're going to hear on Harper & Company.
These people are like me. They're nuts. I enjoy them. I have a good time listening to them. I like the station.
And Jim Harper is a doll.
Couple of smiles, all the information you need, like traffic and weather together. Harper & Company, the show more and more people are waking up with every day. And it's on Detroit's one for more music and more fun.
WNIC. Channel 12-7 makes the week go fast, makes the weekend last and last. WXYZ.
When I first started in the radio business, the boss said, you have to have a theme song. All disc jockeys had theme songs then. Well, I found this one and used it. Then some kid from Philadelphia came along and used it on national TV and took it away from me. But I was a hard guy to stop in those days, so I found another one from the same Les Allgaard LP and played it over 4,000 times in Detroit radio. So here's a part of it, and some of the craziness as recorded from the 1960s. In the beginning. These sounds were recorded in March of 1964. The voice is Chuck Berry.
Thank you very kindly. I'd also like to thank Lee, mainly, with you all, the cause of my being here. So after all, I'd like to give all of you all a great big applause. Thank you very much.
It was recorded live at a place called Walled Lake Casino.
Talking's not my business, so I'm going to do a little play. But first, I would like to hear my echo. Oh, yeah!
Then there was the Deauville Hotel in 1964 on the beach in Miami. The Beatles had arrived to do their second Ed Sullivan show, which would launch them to international stardom. And we were lucky enough on the Lee Allen program to be the first in America to interview them. Oh, they talked about music, but they also talked about the students at the University of Detroit who had started a campaign to stamp out the Beatles.
This is Lee Allen, and we have come from Detroit, a couple of thousand miles by plane to talk with the Beatles, and they have been gracious enough to permit us to come up and talk with them. They're on a vacation.
Well, I've had telegrams and letters from kids in Detroit saying it's only
about 10 people who want to stump us out.
And the rest, you know, well,
likers.
Well, it's at the University of Detroit, which is like down here at U of M, Miami.
I'll tell you what, we just had a fraternity plaque from the University of Miami.
Nice,
very nice.
Nice university.
Nice bad university, Detroit.
And I want to thank all of you for.
We'd like to thank you.
You
were one of the first to play our records in America.
Let's go back to the 60s just for 60 seconds and remember some of the television. The Detroit Sound.
All right, is everybody ready?
The Swingin' Kind presents The Miracles. The Swingin' Kind presents Bobby Rydell. Wednesday night, October 13th at 7 o'clock, The Swingin' Kind goes to Edgewater Park. Television critics said the show is a fast-moving swingin' program with network potential. Now, The Swingin' Kind returns, starring Marvin Gaye. With special guest stars, the Back Porch Majority.
Congratulations, President Nixon.
The Miracles, Bobby Rydell, Marvin Gaye, the Back Porch Majority, and me, Lee Allen, on The Swingin' Kind. And now here are some bits and pieces of actual recordings of the Lee Allen program.
I want to ask. Did you see the Krovnys walking around here tonight?
Oh, no. I'd almost forgotten about horns, ashtrays, and Krovnys, but it was part of the craziness of the 60s.
And I want to tell you something. These Krovnys are beginning to get under your skin.
I know you'll doubt me, but I was a grown man at the time, and they even paid me to do it. Talk about hyper. I used to lose 5 pounds a night doing this.
You know what's going to happen in about 15 minutes from now? Absolutely nothing, friend.
There was one night when we did the broadcast from a waste paper basket on the floor. I was looking for a Krovny. Listen to this.
See, there's a Krovny. We have located the Krovny. The Krovny is down here in this waste. Listen, let's everybody go down in this waste paper basket, and we'll find the Krovny. All you have to do is go right.
We're going right down here in the waste paper.
What is down in here, anyway? Look at that. Is there? I don't see the Krovny down in here. Hey! But there's something else down in there.
Now here's another quiet discussion we had one night about the horn and the fine-toned note.
Some of you have not heard about the Lee Allen fine-toned horn, you see, which was manufactured through many years of research in Pakistan by a Pakistan watchmaker. It was years and years of research, over 40 years of research, to develop the Lee Allen fine-toned horn. The horn has a wonderful tone, but somebody put a Krovny inside the horn, and that was... It's being retoned. If there's anyone listening right now who has never heard the Lee Allen fine-toned note, you see? The Lee Allen fine-toned note aged 4 long years in wood to make it sound good like a fine-toned note should. Are you ready for this? Are you ready? Here, listen to the fine-toned lead.
We have to be prepared for this now.
Did you hear that?
Unfortunately, a lot of people did. Now, people still ask about the horn, and there were many nights when we talked about it. Here was one of them.
Well, listen, I'll tell you what we could do. We could show you what the horn really, you know, before it became infested with crowbunnies and things of that nature here in Detroit. Listen to this, you see. We have a little recording of the horn as it really was, with that wonderful tone. We'll play that horn. Listen, I want to tell you, listen to this tone. See, we're trying to get the tone back to that.
Then there was one night a friend of mine arrived in the control room.
This guy is just a picture of peace. He is just, yeah, he is, man. I want to tell you, he is the picture of serenity. You know what I mean? Now, wait a minute. I'm going to say something to him. I'd like to speak with him right on the air. For just one of the first times that it's ever been done in Detroit radio, we're just going to stop and we're going to say something to a good friend. We're going to cut the pace and the pressure and everything. Just a second. I have to flip this button here. I'm going to say a word to my buddy in Master Control. Are we going to say anything to Master Control? Oh, you got to push this button. All right, just a second. What a beautiful guy. Is he in there? Yeah, just a second. I'm going to say a word to Master Control. Shut up in there! Now, listen, I want to ask you a question. How's your crowbunny tonight? Now, don't forget now, you've heard the wonderful, beautiful, golden fine tone of the Lee Allen horn. You have also heard the fine tone of this wonderful ashtray we have. Notice how it's down there on the floor?
One night in the mid-60s, we started talking about crowbunnies on the Lee Allen program. And the letter poured in. Listen to this.
Now listen to this. Very quickly. I've been listening regularly for the past few weeks. And it seems, from the sound of the matter, that things are really getting out of hand. It appears that the rapid growth of the crowbunnies and their advance has become a real problem to society and the whole city. Imagine being attacked by a crowd of crowbunnies. How frightful. It's enough to make a person stay home nights. It's enough to make a person wonder if they can be stopped. Listen, I want... What is that? You can't exterminate a crowbunny? They're infallible? You know how he spells crowbunny? Crowbunny. He spells it C-R-O-A-T-N-E-Y. You're not called crowbunnies, dummy!
Enough of that already. But let's go back one more time to the 60s. For three very special friends of mine, Diana Ross, Mary Wilson, and the late Florence Ballard.
Hi, we're the Supremes. This is Florence, the quiet one. We're coming home to Detroit for a big opening at the Rooster Tail on Monday, January the 17th.
Truly an event which will receive national acclaim. Monday night, January 17th, 1966. The Supremes open at the Rooster Tail.
My name is Diana, and I'm the intelligent one. It's another first for us, and adding to the big excitement, we'll be broadcasting Lee Allen direct from the Rooster Tail.
Hi, this is a sexy one. If you're not there, we hope you will be listening. Bye.
Bye. See you later. Bye.
This is Lee Allen here on WNIC tonight with the longest opening in the history of Detroit radio.
Make like a Mr. Milquetoast and you'll get shut out.
And it's not over yet.
Make like a Mr. Meek and you'll get cut out.
Oh, thanks to WNIC for letting me do this tonight.
Make like a little lamb and wham, you're shorn. I tell you, chum, it's time to come blow your horn.
This is Lee Allen on the horn till midnight.
Make like a Mr. Mumbles and you're a zero.
You're looking plenty good, I'll tell you.
Make like a Mr. Big, they dig a hero.
This is going to be just like old times.
You've got to
to sound your A the day you're born.
Everybody gonna blow the horn.
I tell you, chum, it's time to come blow your horn.
Because it has a very fine
the
tone.
The taller the tree is, the sweeter the peach. I'll give you the whole Magilla in a one-word speech.
Reach!
Reach! Make like the world's your pudding, but like the brandy. Even the mildest kiss is a dandy. There'll be no love in bloom come doomsday morn. I tell you, chum, it's time to come blow your horn. Score, roar. You can be either red to or be the reader.
Gonna be a lot of horn blowing tonight.
You can be either led or be the leader. Don't wait until you're told you're old and worn. Take in some air and get your lips puckered before you find you're simply too tuckered. I'll tell you, chum, it's time to come blow your horn.
Now we're going to start it off with the old theme song, just the way we used to.
Blow your horn.
Get ready, because here it comes now.
I tell you, chum, it's time to come blow your horn.
Are you ready? Try to make it sound like it did then. From now until midnight in Detroit, WNIC Radio presents...
Lee Allen on the horn and $1 million worth of talent. We'll call it the cream of the crop
until 12 o'clock.
Oh, yeah! Can't sing, but hear me swing.
On the horn from now until the very top of the clock at midnight in Detroit. Between now and then, we'll have some of the most fantastical round ones in this big old town. We'll have something old to play, something new in review, and a couple of things to say. You find even 30 seconds you like, we'll do it again tomorrow and call it the cream of the crop until 12 o'clock.